The Fetish Photo Studio Kinky Story by Flogmaster. The blonde girl gasped when she saw the others. There were about a dozen of them, all naked, all young, and pretty like herself. They were milling around the set rather aimlessly as the director discussed the shot with the photographer. Suddenly, Amy felt a little overwhelmed. This was for real, for a big shot director and a famous photographer. Was she really ready for this? Nervously, she walked over to join the other girls, feeling rather embarrassed by her nudity. No matter how many times she had done nude shots, they always made her feel self-conscious. Part of it was that she was naturally shy, but having a large studio full of strange men, strange clothed men, didn't help. Amy introduced herself to the other girls. Hi, I'm Amy. I'm 19. I'm going to the university. I just do this to pay the bills. This is my first time with Arno, though. She bubbled nervously. One of the other girls, a tall, athletic-looking brunette, stared indifferently at the girl. No shit, you're probably a virgin, too. The other girls laughed, and Amy started to open her mouth to protest. Oh, shut up, girl. Do you think we want your fucking life story? Who gives a shit? Amy snapped her mouth shut and felt her face flush. Fine, she thought miserably. Be that way. She shrugged and tried to pretend the indifference. But inside, she was seething. The few other girls she had met in this business had been very nice. This bitch was obviously not. I'll have to watch my back around her, she warned herself. But the famous French director, Jean Arnaud, was issuing instructions. Ah, girls, your attention, please. We're almost ready, he said in a heavily accented English. Speaking quickly, explain the scene. This one involved boarding school girls, naughty girls, waiting to be punished by the harsh headmistress. She, however, had ordered that the girls spank each other, and that is the scene that was about to be photographed. Amy saw the woman to the right of the scene, a tall blonde wearing an ugly black dress that made her look flat and shapeless. She was holding a large wooden paddle in her hands. Amy felt surprised as her sex stirred at the delightful naughty thought that swarmed through her brain. For some reason, the rude brunette figured prominently in her impromptu fantasy. Someone pushed Amy, and she found herself in a line of girls standing before the woman. All the girls were squirming nervously and trying vainly to cover their nakedness. This was all part of the act, Amy realized and joined in. It wasn't hard for her to fake her embarrassment. Flashbulbs popped noisily as the photographer began snapping pictures rapidly. He had several cameras set up at different points around the set, and he would periodically run to a different camera and shove one of his assistants out of the way and take a shot himself. The director rubbed his hands together eagerly and made sure the action kept pace. At his signal, the headmistress stepped into the picture and waved the paddle at the naughty girls. They all looked ashamed and stared at the floor. The headmistress smacked the paddle against her left palm a few times, sending shivers of terror through the girls. Then she ordered the first girl forward. This was a tiny, dark-haired girl. Amy knew that all the girls had to be of age to be here, but this girl looked like she was no more than 16. She was a darling with a sweet face and even sweeter body. She blushed beautifully as she came forward and prepared to kneel for her punishment. But to her delight, the headmistress handed her the paddle and ordered her to spank the next girl, her face alight with relief and excitement. The dark-haired girl turned and pointed to the floor with the paddle. The tall redhead, waiting, looked appropriately terrified, but obediently knelt on the floor in front of the chair. She bent forward and placed her elbows on the seat of the chair, her long back stretched out behind her. Her sleek bottom was perfectly exposed, and Amy was stunned by how many times as the photographer made sure he got numerous shots of the girl's bare ass. With an exaggerated motion, the headmistress held her palm outstretched to the show. 5 fingers. The girl was to receive 5 blows. Amy almost choked when she saw the dark-haired girl step forward and give the redhead a tremendous whack with the paddle. She actually hit the girl. Amy couldn't believe it. The girl's butt had a pink blotch on it from the paddle, slight but evident. The paddle smacked again, and Amy was almost positive it sounded even a little harder that time. She watched, stunned, as the girl received 5 hard spanks from the paddle, grunting and making wonderful faces for the camera, arching her back and thrusting out her buttocks delightfully. As for the redhead, she stood and rubbed her rump in an exaggerated fashion and walked to the end of the line. A slightly chubby girl with a really beautiful face stepped forward next. She knelt and took her spanks in the same way, groaning and wiggling her ass for the camera. The flash bulbs were popping almost nonstop now. Amy began to get nervous, and the scene continued. Several other girls took their turns, and then the dreadful brunette that had been so rude to Amy took her paddling. Amy enjoyed that immensely, but she was growing quite worried. Soon it would be her turn. She hadn't agreed to be paddled. Were they expecting her to act like these other girls? Soon, there was only one girl in front of her, and Amy still hadn't made up her mind what to do. She wanted to ask the director about it, but she felt really nervous. Perhaps they would simply fire her if she made a fuss. She really needed the money. Besides, she thought, it's only 5 whacks. I could take that. She nervously walked forward and knelt in position. She could feel the tiny hairs on her ass lifting as she waited to be spanked. Her breathing was quite rapid, and she could feel a dampness between her legs. This was turning her on. Suddenly, the paddle smacked into her, the stinging so sharp, she forgot herself and squealed and grabbed her ass with both hands. The dark-haired girl with the paddle clenched her teeth and reached out and pulled Amy's hands away from her butt. Naughty, naughty, she scolded, and Amy felt ashamed. The paddle slammed to her again, but this time Amy held still by the third stroke. Her resolve was weakening. The spanking hurt. But she held her breath and took the next 2 spanks silently, and then started to rise. The paddler pushed her back down, however, and gave her another hard spank, and then another. Amy gasped, wondering why she had gotten extra. No one spoke to her, but as she finally was allowed to rise and made her way down the end of the line, her bottom tingling, she decided it must have been because she had grabbed her ass. Boy, they sure are doing this realistic-like for the still pictures, she thought. This is almost like a movie. She stood fidgeting in line, wondering if she could dare reach back and rub her bottom. But she saw that the line had almost come full circle. The redhead was almost back to the front of the line. But to Amy's astonishment, when the redhead's turn came, she was given the paddle, and the dark-haired paddler knelt and took the blows. Even more surprising, the next girl in line knelt and was spanked by the redhead. As the line continued to recircle, it slowly dawned to Amy that this was happening. Each girl would get a chance to paddle all of the others. That meant she did some quick and frantic counting and came up with a count of 14 each girl would get, 65 spanks. Well, this was more than Amy had signed up for. She knew from the light burning in her ass that 65 spanks would have her ass bright red and really sore, probably what they want. She decided, nice red bottoms for the camera. But she was resolved to say something when it was her turn. It went surprisingly quick. The sounds of the paddle smacking bare flesh was loud and constant, and Amy was rather frightened when it was her turn. She stepped forward and broke character, turning to the director. Mr. Arnaud, she began, I didn't sign up for this. Nobody mentioned actually getting paddled. The director stopped his pacing and stared at the girl. His gaze softened when he saw how lovely she was. But he was still angry. Why do you interrupt moi? He exclaimed. I'm sorry, sir, but I didn't agree to this. Mr. Arnault finally seemed to understand the girl. He spoke briefly with an assistant. He spoke hesitantly. Je comprehend. Do you read? She stared at him, puzzled. Yes, I can read. Ah, moi le contract. You signed the contract. It explains this. No? You read it? Suddenly, Amy flushed. She had barely glanced at it, actually. She had been in a dreadful hurry and had assumed it would be the standard form. Beside, she had been so excited to have been accepted, they were paying her a ton more than she normally received. She had a dreadful feeling. She knew why now. The director was staring at her. Everyone was staring at her. Amy swallowed. Uh-oh. Not really. I thought it was a standard contract. I mean, I didn't notice anything about this. The director spoke with his assistant. Amy heard him curse in French, and she felt horrible. He was furious. She knew it. Stupid, 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 she scolded herself. I should have just taken the licks and pretended everything was okay. D'accord, whispered the director. You may go then, he said to Amy. Francois, here. He helped you make arrangements for release. You pay for breaking le contrat? Amy stared at the man in astonishment. But no, that's not what I meant. The director looked at her in puzzlement. You do not wish to quit? Well, no. It suddenly dawned on Amy how disastrous it would be to lose this job. She had already spent her advance on the back rent, and she had no idea what penalties the contract called for her to get out of it. She cursed herself and wished she had read the damn thing. As she thought about it, she also realized it would be extra tough to get work if she got a reputation for breaking contracts. No, she'd have to stick with it. It's okay. Never mind what I said. I'll do it. Wait, you interrupt me and now say forget it? I'm sorry. Is that what you do? No, I didn't. I didn't really think. I'm sorry, but I just wasn't expecting it. But I need the job, please. The French director was ready to spit nails, but seeing the pretty American girl naked and blushing, pleading with him, caused him to reconsider. How could I trust you? He mused. Okay, we test you. He walked up onto the stage and sat on the chair, patting his lap. He motioned for Amy to stretch out across it. Her face paled, but as though hypnotized, she stepped forward. He spanked her rump hard, the other girls giggling at the scene. Amy couldn't believe this was happening. Her bottom swelled as he spanked harder and harder. The stinging smacks hurt, but worse, far worse, was how ashamed Amy felt, thrown across the director's lap and given a bare-bottom spanking like some little girl. Her face burned as she thought of how she must look. She suddenly noticed the flashbulbs popping and realized with horror that this too was being photographed. Well, though it was unusual, there certainly wasn't anything she could do about that. She groaned and began to cry, large wet tears, and concentrated in struggling to keep her hands away from her blazing bottom. Amy's buttocks were red and burning when the director finally let her up. Okay, we continue. Give her 20 this time. I want to see if she will stay. He said this to the redhead with such scorn that Amy didn't even try to protest, though she felt rather rebellious. Kneeling at the chair, she gasped as the paddle smacked her. Again and again, it spanked her much harder this time than the first round, as the redhead was much stronger. She couldn't believe how much her bottom hurt under the fierce spanking. It seemed to last forever. She had never felt so much relief as when she heard the redhead say, 20, and tell her to stand. Her bottom felt raw as she trotted to the end of the line, her sore cheeks rubbing against each other. The director watched her silently. She seemed resolved, he decided. And she certainly was very pretty. Her sharp face and long blonde hair had rather classic American beauty to them, California style. Her body was certainly attractive, slim, with petite but nice breasts and a gorgeous rump that enjoyed watch redden under the paddle. I could spank her all day, he thought, pleasantly. Remembering how delightful her bottom had been under his palm, perhaps I could arrange for her to visit my office at the end of the day. The rest of the day was agony for Amy. Again and again, she found herself kneeling in front of the chair and feeling that wooden paddle smack her bottom. Each time it was different. Sometimes the style of blows was different, depending on who was spanking her. Other times, it was the portion of her rump that was spanked. She never knew how much feeling there was down there. She couldn't believe how wet it made her. She also was growing excited because soon it would be her turn to spank the others. But first, Amy got spanked by the brunette. She was especially cruel. Amy saw her face that she intended to really punish her, and she was right. The brunette spanked her much harder than any of the others. So hard that Amy once grabbed her ass, her eyes stinging with blinding tears. She got two extra for that. Though all she was concerned about was the director wouldn't use that as an excuse to fire her. Then it was her turn. Amy couldn't believe as she took the paddle in her hands, surprised at how light it was. It was large and wide, but thin. It stung like hell, but didn't really do any permanent damage to the skin. As Amy watched the first red orbs kneel in front of her, she felt her sex surge with desire. Eagerly, she smacked an exposed rump with paddle, ignoring the other girl's cry of pain.